and our monthly report from the University of Wyoming. And speaking this morning with Chad Baldwin, live from Laramie. Chad, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Duke. We're doing great.
Hey, perfect. Appreciate your time as always. And of course, what's Christmas like on the campus of University of Wyoming? Pretty empty, I'm sure, right?
Well, it does. Things have really slowed down. Yeah, we had our winter commencement ceremony on Saturday. Finals week was last week, so lots of folks have left. Lots of students, of course, and but we still have basketball, Duke, and athletics. So anyway, that's always fun. That's
Absolutely.
Exciting.
Absolutely. Well, I think we've got to start with the big donation made to the Difference Makers campaign that recently closed, and the Schwab family from here in Western Wyoming with the Family Endowed Athletic Scholarship, a sizable donation, and boy, that's going to go a long way.
Absolutely. It's what a great Christmas gift, you could call it here. Duke, you know, Danny and Christy Schwab, $1.75 million total to Wyoming Athletics, $1 million of that for this endowed athletics scholarship, and then $750,000 to the Cowboy Joe Club. All of that essentially directly supporting our student athletes. And, you know, in this era of college athletics, this kind of support is just huge. It's going to keep the Cowboys and Cowgirls very competitive and help us, you know, we need the support of everybody, but it's going to help us continue to move forward and be a successful program.
Absolutely. And it wasn't just although the Schwabs did make that sizable donation, it sounds like the entire campaign brought in, what, $20 million? Is that correct?
I think that's the number. Yep, that's right. And, you know, a lot of private money came in for our football stadium improvement project, which we've talked about before, and that's going well. But then, you know, the key ingredient in all this is people, especially the student athletes. And so a lot of that support is going to help us, you know, recruit, retain, and develop our student athletes.
Speaking with Chad Baldwin, University of Wyoming this morning, and another impact from a Lincoln County name, Jay Kemmer, and the Jay Kemmer Worth Institute, a $5 million gift from Jay and Karen Kemmer. Tell us what this will be used for.
Yeah, so this is for our outdoor recreation, tourism, and hospitality institute. Now it's going to be called the Jay Kemmer Worth Institute. That Worth is that acronym for Wyoming Outdoor Recreation, Tourism, and Hospitality. And that's focused on Wyoming's second biggest industry, Duke. It's helped the state's university not only produce graduates who can be leaders in that industry, but also to do outreach and service research to support the tourism industry in the state.
Yeah, well,
we really appreciate the Kemmers, of course. You know, I think it's Jay Kemmer's great grandpa, I believe, was the one that the town's named after in Lincoln County. But they most recently, of course, were owned and operated Jackson Hole Mountain Resort. I think they've largely sold that now, but we continue to be big supporters of the state and the state's university in this key sector of our economy.
Yeah, I mean, you want to talk about an impact to Western Wyoming, right? Especially as we talk about the tourism industry. It's big across the whole state, but especially over here with the Tetons and Yellowstone and Jackson Hole Mountain Resort. I mean, that's going to have an impact right here close to home in western side of the state.
Absolutely. And think about it, dude. This is just kind of me speaking out of my, just out of thin air here. But, you know, the town of Kemmer, people don't really think of it necessarily as a tourism town. But why not? Beautiful location. It's a gateway community. You know, it's like you got some real history there with JCPenney and all that stuff. In addition, of course, to the big news about the nuclear facility going in there. But, you know, we've got potential across Wyoming to capture and keep more tourists and have them spend money and see what a beautiful state we have.
Monthly report from the University of Wyoming with Chad Baldwin this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. Chad, maybe some of those that attended the University of Wyoming had or remember Professor Phil Roberts. Sounds like he's going to be honored thanks to another gift to UW.
Yeah, the gifts have really been coming in, Duke, and we really appreciate it. This one, Dr. Roberts, our preeminent Wyoming historian. You have a question about Wyoming history, he's the guy that can answer it. And as you said, he taught Wyoming history to thousands of UW students. Still you know, not teaching now, but, you know, he's still available and helpful. And this is a Phil Roberts Faculty Fellowship to ensure that his legacy will live on and that students will continue to learn about the history of Wyoming and the West. And so it's an endowed professorship, essentially, to make sure that we continue that commitment to Wyoming history, which, of course, maybe people know it's in the Wyoming Constitution that a Wyoming history course must be taken by every student at the university to get a diploma.
Speaking of history, what a cool story on University of Wyoming-based research showing early North Americans made needles from fur bearers. I mean, this is kind of a cool story, speaking of history right here in Wyoming.
Oh, absolutely. I love this story, Duke. There's this site near Douglas on the Prell Creek, which is in the news lately because the dam above it, you know, is in serious, they got to replace the dam. But the archaeological site is safe right now, and they found some amazing things there. And we're talking about 13,000 year ago things, Duke. This is like the first people in North America. And you know, at this site, they either scavenged or killed a Columbian mammoth, camped there for some period of time. And the new discovery here is these needles made out of bones of animals that were used to create, to sew together clothing to keep these folks warm. And this is the first time these needles have been found at other places, but they haven't done the analysis to say, you know, which animals they came from. These needles that, you know, have eyes in them, found at this site, came from like fur bearers, like foxes and hares and rabbits, bobcats, mountain lions, and maybe even this, you know, the American cheetah, which was in existence there and now is extinct. And so they've made that connection with these animals and how the people used them. And they trapped these fur bearers. They'd use their hides, and then they'd use to make needles out of their bones to stitch together the clothing. Fascinating stuff. At same site, they found a decorative bead made out of a hair bone that was about that same era, about 13,000 years ago.
Wow.
But it's a great project. Our archaeologists and anthropologists here at UW are some of the world's best, and this is cool that it's right here in Wyoming, you know.
Yeah, that is fascinating. Absolutely incredible. And as you mentioned, all that research happening right in the state. Again, that's Chad Baldwin this morning with the University of Wyoming. Chad, as always, we appreciate your updates and keeping us connected to what's happening, not just in Laramie, but across the state with UW. Anything we missed you'd like to mention today?
Nope, I don't think so, Duke. Looking forward to this, the Christmas and the holidays here, and actually coming your way to have it Christmas with my grandson. So
awesome.
It'll be fun.
Bring your shovel.
Yeah. Yeah, you're gonna that's right. the wind just blows the snow away here. Right? We'll have to do some shoveling here.
Yeah, absolutely. Chad Baldwin this morning in the Weekday Wake Up. Thanks, Chad. Appreciate it.